Sean Calvin seated himself in the command chair of his orbital platform. He swept his gaze over his android legions, the view screen displaying an image of the colony world below him, the button that would trigger his weapon against it, and a small switch that would activate a microphone. He picked up his script, flicked the switch, and began recording his manifesto. Inhabitants of Elysium 7, a new age is upon you. He paused it. Flick. Was one of the androids moving? He rose and peered into the darkness. No, he decided. It was just a trick of the light. Flick. A new age of enlightenment, of peace, of prosperity. An age of... Flick. No, there was someone here. A small figure in formation with the androids. His first thought was that it was a mannequin dressed up on a lark. No sane person would wear that jumper with those trousers. Wondering how anyone could have possibly installed it up here, Sean rose for a better look, and the mannequin doffed its hat to him. He stepped back with a start. Even with the hat on its head, the intruder was a full head shorter than any of the androids. He shuffled closer with a rapid step, using the tip of his umbrella to pick a path through their ranks. He tilted his head to regard the console and asked, "You're pre-recording your speech?" Sean blinked in surprise, but recovered his composure in time to respond. "Yes, I intend to leave nothing to chance. If a risk can be identified, I will control for it." The newcomer barely seemed to be listening as he continued his inspection. "This must be your first foray into this kind of thing. You're flouting all sorts of traditions. Why, you have a great big laser, and you're not even using it to draw your face on the moon." Sean spent a moment considering that statement, and the small man continued speaking. "But it won't work." Sean bristled. "Of course it will work. My calculations are flawless." "Oh, I'm certain they are. And I am equally certain that your apparatus will operate precisely in accordance with its design." The intruder's magpie eyes sought out the block letters that named the machine. "The Leviathan, is it? It really is quite a marvel, as long as one evaluates it solely on its technical merit rather than its intended use. But that isn't what I meant. Rather, the consequences of using it will not be as you expect."
Big Finish. We love stories.